When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, of course, and in podcast form as well. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. I know that might blow your mind, but I've been in therapy since October of 2017 for this, handling this, taking care of this. I'm not cured. I'm just in therapy. I'm not recovering. I'm just in therapy. The point of this platform, my entire platform, 540,000 TikTokers, is to bring awareness to mental health disorders, to bring awareness that to help more people get into therapy. And also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of this abuse. I know some people are like, narcissistic abuse isn't real. But, like, you know what? Explain it to the people I'll be talking to. So today's episode is going to be about, can a narcissist change? And this is going to be weird coming from the self-aware narcissist. Can a narcissist change? I know everybody says, like, narcissists, there's no hope for narcissists. They can't change or whatever. Boop, 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 boop. And guess what, y'all? That is, it's a lightning bug in here. Oh, look. There's always bugs and stuff coming in here. I'm trying to be more gentle, so I'm not going to kill the firefly. I'm going to let it live. And look, there's another analogy right there. I'm lighting up the world right now. It's raining outside right now. But anyways, y'all, look, so can a narcissist change? Short answer is, I just don't think a narcissist can fully change and get rid of the personality disorder. I don't think we can fully be healed or cured of this. You know, I just don't think it's a disorder, y'all. I just don't think we, especially like, the self-aware narcissist, one of the biggest self-aware narcissists out there right now. Like, I don't think personally that I have changed. My behaviors have been altered. I respond differently, but I'm still 100% a narcissist. I just literally am. I do one-on-ones with people every day. I hear everybody's different story. Everybody's stories is different, but I'm predicting all the behaviors. I'm right here listening to these stories, and I know what the people are going to do because that's what I would do. I'm like, look, this is what I would do. They're like, oh my God, they said that. Oh my God, he said this. Oh my God, she said this. Oh my God, that's what they did. You know, I just had one 5 minutes before this, and I just said some outrageous stuff that I would do, and like, damn near started crying. She's like, oh my goodness, he did exactly that. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know. So if you are with a narcissist or suspect, look, I'm not diagnosing anybody. I cannot diagnose anybody. I'm not a therapist. I have a degree in industrial and systems engineering from NCANT State University, Aki Pride. I have a degree from there in industrial engineering. I'm not a therapist by any means. I'm not diagnosing anybody. But you know, if you're dealing with somebody with narcissistic traits, personality disorder, you can't diagnose them. But like, do you really have to diagnose them to know that you are not happy? Do you really have to diagnose someone to know that you are in an unhappy, unhealthy relationship? Do you have to diagnose them as a narcissist? Some people do. Some people are like, you need a diagnosis so I can leave your ass. You know, you don't need a diagnosis. I don't think you need to diagnose them to leave them or to know that you're in a toxic relationship. But short answer, I don't think a narcissist, especially without therapy, if you have a narcissist that you are dealing with in your life, if they are not willing to go to therapy, they are not going to change any. Their behaviors won't even be altered. Because like I said, I'm still 100% a narcissist, y'all. But thoughts are still the same. I want to gaslight people. I want to lie for no reason. I want to do all kinds of narcissistic stuff because that's what I've been conditioned to do I'm 35 years old. I'll be 36 in like 3 weeks. That's what I've been conditioned to do for the last 35 years is to live a certain type of way to protect myself, to defend myself. When I first meet somebody, I'm automatically thinking how I'm better than this person or how I can defeat this person. I measure myself. I'm just like measuring myself up against people. Just in case I meet somebody and I need to know how to hurt their feelings just in case they hurt mine. I need to know how to defend myself against this person. So I'm always quiet. You know what I mean? Those behaviors are still there. They have not changed. Like, the thoughts are still there. Like, I still want to gaslight people, manipulate people. Like, it's still there. I'm honest with it, too. And people try to use gotcha moments. They'll clip that part right there. what I just said, it was like, gotcha. I told y'all he's a liar. He's a manipulator. He's a gaslighter. But I'm saying it myself. Like, I'm saying it out of my mouth. Yes, I want to do those type of things. But if therapy has taught me anything, it's to control my reactions. It's to help control how I react to things. It's helped control how I'm triggered by things. It's helped control the rage. I've only raged one time in the last over a year. I'm proud of that. Be proud. I can be proud of stuff. Can I not be proud of stuff? I'm proud I haven't raged out in over a year. I'm super proud of that. Name another narcissist that hasn't raged out in a year. Boom. Gotcha. I've been having fun today, y'all. As you can see, I'm in a high right now. I've been feeling low these last few days, but right now I'm actually in a high. So I'm getting stuff. I'm trying to get a lot of stuff done while I'm in a high, because tomorrow might be a low, and I might not get anything done. So I'm in a high right now. But so yeah, if you're dealing with a narcissist and they do not want to go to therapy, they just therapy's out the door. They don't want to do marriage counseling or anything like that. Then you have to change yourself. If you want to remain in a relationship with somebody that you think is that you suspect is a narcissist, you cannot change them. You have to change yourself. You have to work on not triggering them. You have to work on walking on tiptoeing around these eggshells. You just literally have to, because people ask me, without therapy, I would not be sitting right here right now doing this podcast, doing this YouTube video. I would not be sitting. I just know I wouldn't. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I just know I would not be sitting here right now. Even though from my youth, from my childhood and stuff like that, I've always known I was different. I've just always known that from day one, that I was the different person. I was just different. My mind worked different. I always knew that, you know. But therapy has helped give me the answer. Being diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder has helped give me the answer to why I've been doing this stuff for 30 plus years. That helped me out, and it helped me just like, okay, I can do better than this. You know how, like, that's the only reason I have changed, you know, because people, like I said, I've never, like, look, I have over 1700 videos on TikTok right now over the last year. Not one time in 1700 videos have I ever said I'm in recovery. Have I ever said I'm recovered? Have I ever said I'm cured? Have I ever said I'm healed? My name on TikTok is Mental Healness. The name of this channel is Mental Healness, because I listen to so much Tony Robbins. I listen to so much Les Brown. I listen so much to Eric Thomas. I listen to so much Zig Ziglar, and so much, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know, Tom Bilyeu. I listen to all these people. Gary Vay. I'm listening to all these people. I've always been into self-betterment, and I've been ambitious because I've always felt empty on the inside. I was like, I need to change. Like, I need to change my state right now. Tony Robbins said, do something right now. Change your state. Do something right now. Go out the way. Do something. Change who you are right now. Go do something. Do something. Do something. I've always been into self-betterment and not believing and not taking, like, not letting anybody else's limitations be put onto me. You can't put limitations onto me. I'm a narcissist. Like, this might just be the ego kicking in, but, like, I refuse to accept anybody else's limitations on me. So when I see blanket statements like narcissists can't love, like, watch me love my kids to death. Watch me love my wife to death. Narcissists can't take care of the kids. Watch me. You can't tell me what I cannot do. You can't. This is just me. You're not gonna put your limitations on me. I've been seeing all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, y'all know, every day I got 540,000 people on my TikTok right now. So, you know, every day I get something weird on there. You know, yeah, it's like recently, you know, somebody, all narcissists are bisexual. Like, why do you think that? Because you got a bisexual narcissist, you think that every other person has to be bisexual. Every other person with narcissistic personality disorder or narcissistic traits has to be bisexual because you had one? No. And this is not in no way, shape, or form any kind of side talking or down talking. My LGBTQIA brothers and sisters and non-binaries, this is no, I love y'all. Y'all my peoples. I love y'all. But not every narcissist is bisexual, y'all. No. One woman on her talking all narcissists. She had the audacity. This one woman said, had put a blanket statement out there and said, had the audacity to say that all narcissists are into bestiality. I'm like, get the hell, like, what are y'all doing? I know you want to make a buzz and you want to get TikTok famous and YouTube famous and popular and stuff like that, but saying stuff like that is just, like, it's just dangerous. Oh, narcissism. Let's talk about narcissism and bestiality. That woman blocked me a long time ago. I wouldn't put up with that BS. She's like, no, narcissists are into bestiality. Just because you had a man that wanted to go out here and mess with the dogs and cats or whatever and other men, the same person said that all narcissists are bisexual and into bestiality. So just because you had a man or whatever is out here doing all this weird stuff to cats and dogs and other men does not mean that every other narcissistic man is going to be into that. Like, it's just not true. Like, point blank, period. No. So like I said, you can't. I just like, yeah, y'all, I hate the limitations. Like, no, this is my ego kicking in. I'm just like, boop, you can't tell me what I cannot do. You can't, hey Lee, you cannot love. Hey Lee, you can't have a successful family. Hey Lee, you can't do this and that and this and that and the third. Like, and I'm just like, watch me. Watch me do it. Watch me. But yeah, if you're dealing with a narcissist, y'all, I know I'll be getting sidetracked. I'll be getting I just get to talking, blowing up. But if you are dealing with a narcissist, you can't, like, y'all, we get so focused on trying to change other people that you just can't change. You can't change anybody else, point blank, period. But when you're dealing with a narcissist, you just specifically can't change them, because most narcissists on this planet, even me, when I first got called a narcissist, I didn't think I was the problem. I didn't think I was the issue. I thought my wife was the issue. I thought my kids were the issue. I thought my family and friends were the issue. I thought all the strangers holding me back in my life were the issue. You can't change somebody that thinks you are the issue. Like, how do you think that works, though? Like, you are actively out here trying to change somebody that thinks you are the issue. That's why if you call a narcissist a narcissist, that's why typically they'll throw it back at you. They might look up narcissism and tell you how you are, you know, showing these symptoms and signs and stuff like that. They'll put it onto you. Literally, 100% will throw it right onto you. So you got to think about stuff like that as well, because when you get into the situations trying to change somebody else, like, you need to change for me. No, they're not going to change. Like, no. A narcissist will take that as a challenge. Nope. You trying to put a limit on me. You trying to put a boundary on me. And narcissists hate boundaries. Change, having them change or go to therapy or alter how they treat you, that's a boundary. And narcissists hate boundaries. You know that. Hey, I need you to, if you don't change, go to therapy, I'm going to leave you. Well, bye. Nobody's holding you hostage and leave. Everybody else leaves me. Go ahead and get out of here then. Everybody else abandons me and leaves me. So why not you too? Just leave me. My mom left me. My dad left me. My brother's left me. I don't have any friends. You might as well go ahead and leave me too. Now you guilt tripped. Now you're staying in an unhappy relationship. And that narcissist is not going to therapy. You couldn't go to therapy. You need to go to therapy now, because now you're getting guilt tripped with suicidal ideations and threats and stuff like that. So yeah, you have to work on changing yourself. If you want to stay with a narcissist, you have to work on changing yourself and altering your behaviors and things like that, because you have to learn how to live with that person. That person's not going to adjust their way to live with you. They're just not. I mean, just point blank, period. And this is not me being ableist to narcissistic, the stigma against narcissists. Like, y'all, I don't get that. It's like, Lee, you've been ableist to the stigma of narcissists. I'm like, how in the hell is a narcissist, a self-aware one, being ableist to the stigma? I have to show y'all that I'm a real narcissist by showing you the behaviors. And if me showing you my behaviors stings you and hurts you, it makes you uncomfortable, then change your behavior. Because I'm literally on camera being a terrible person in some of these skits. If that's you, then change your behaviors. Go to therapy. Go work out your issues in therapy, and not on your wife, not on your kids, not on your husband, not on your mom, not on your dad, not on your family and friends, not on your coworkers, not on your employees. Go work out in the therapist chair. Go work out in the therapist chair. And not all therapists are qualified to deal with narcissists either, y'all. Because you got a couple of therapists, especially on TikTok, that don't even believe that narcissistic abuse is the thing. So imagine going to sit in the therapist chair and, hey, Mr. Therapist or Mrs. Therapist, my husband or wife is a narcissist. And they looking at you back at you like, you know what, narcissistic abuse isn't real. You need to alter yourself to deal with this person. You need to be more open to deal with this person. Now you stuck in a narcissistic relationship now, because even the therapist is on the narcissist side. Now you feel stupid. Now you're like, oh no, I'm gaslit even more now. So the situations arise and you deal with situations like that. You know what I mean? You just have to deal. You have to work on changing your own behavior, because you can't change anybody else's. Like, narcissist or not, you can't change anybody else's behaviors or the way they act and treat you. Because also, if you go up to a narcissist and ask them to change their behaviors, hey, honey, can we go back to the beginning of the relationship when you were treating me really, really well? And they respond like this: the beginning of the relationship, I've been treating you the same way the whole time. Like, so now I'm not treating you good. Now I'm not good enough for you. Get out. You know you can leave, right? You're replaceable. Boom, boom, boom. Gotcha. Now you're in an argument. So you have to work on changing yourself. You cannot change a narcissist. You cannot change their behavior. You cannot change how they treat you. You have to work on changing yourself to deal with them. Hey, Lee, how do I change myself to deal with them? Because I want to stay. Don't trigger them as much. Understand their triggers. Learn to read a narcissist's energy. Like, I'm right now, I'm in high energy right now. my wife wants to do something, I'm like, hey, baby, let's go do it then. You know, I'm high energy. I'm down. I'm lovey caring and everything. Then my low day, I'm sitting here like talking to y'all like this, and I'm just like, y'all, I'm tired as hell. My wife came here, hey, can you do something? No, I don't want, I'm not, you see me working? Read their energy. You have to learn how to read their energy. You just have to learn how to read your energy, deal with them, and things like that. Learn what triggers them. You know what I mean? Learn what doesn't trigger them. Learn what makes them happy. And what makes them happy a lot of times is complete servitude and you being ignorant to their behaviors. So if you're willing to do that, if they cheating on you, hear no evil, see no evil. You know what I mean? You can't voice, if you catch them in a lie, voice your opinion and leave the room. You don't allow yourself to be gaslit. Voice your opinion and leave the room. Sometimes they'll chase after you angrily, but like, voice your opinion and leave. And if you catch them in a lie, it's like, hey, we both know that's not true. And leave. Don't give them a chance to explain themselves. If you know it's not the truth, why are you letting them explain themselves? If you have physical evidence, just irrefutable evidence that that person is lying, why would you give them the opportunity to prove you wrong? These are screenshots from your phone that you sent to this girl about wanting to sleep with her or having slept with her. Those not real. You doctor those. How do I doctor those? And then you, at the end of the argument, you end up apologizing to them for going through their phone. So stop. Just take your evidence and act on it. Now I'm going to let this video run long. But yeah, I got to cut this thing short. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. The narcissist code is popping. I'm jumping in the ranks too. I love that y'all rank. Like, if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, please go give me a thumbs up and give me a positive rating. Because some people go on there and give me 1-star ratings. Like, I don't like him because he's a narcissist. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I'm here trying to help people. Just because he's a narcissist, I don't like him. What? Did you listen to the podcast? Or did you just go on here and just hit 1-star? Because I said the first words are, hey guys, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm the self-aware narcissist. I don't like him. I'm giving him a 1-star rating. Anyway, y'all, I love and I appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really, truly do. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out.